Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Lump moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Lump scores. Seaburn scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hauser fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhall hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Houser steals third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Houser scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Athletics. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Jay Hankins now playing left. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhulst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Verhulst moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hankins. Martin reaches second base with a double. Verhulst scores. Green moves to third. It's 10-3, Athletics. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Schroll now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive off the glove of Tuttle, and into shallow left field. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lump reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alsfields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Julio Becker pinch hits for Al Schroll. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hankins. Martin reaches second base with a double. Becker moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Becker scores. Martin moves to third. It's 12-7. Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.